Can I just say I love the feisty Eric Zorn?
Sure.
But there are days where he has gone missing. I love when the news reports
this.
Eric Zorn has gone missing.
Yes.
Or went missing. I love when Mary Schmeek fills in for him.
Hard not to love. Eric Zorn has gone putting.
Is that where he is?
Putting?
He's putting.
Everyone's golf. You mean in from golf, right?
Yes,
is he golfing?
I just texted him and I said, where are you, Eric? Why are they letting me on GN?
Mm-hmm.
He's golfing.
That's where Steve Cochran was today.
With the boys. Now, I hope I'm not divulging too much about Eric,
fine.
But he has a group of longtime male friends, and they go golfing on an expedition, I won't say where, once a year.
Do they bring their fiddles?
And they bond. No, I think the other guys would kill Eric if he brought his fiddle.
Yeah, it's disruptive to the world of golf. You can't fiddle in golf. Well, we're thrilled to have you, Mary. No doubt about that. And there's several topics we want to cover with. One of them is your thoughts about canned music. Please explain.
Well, I wrote a column a couple weeks ago, actually maybe just a week ago, about, you know, the newly rehabbed Navy Pier,
mm-hmm.
which is really nice. I mean, what they've done down there is fantastic. It's turned from, you know, just a really schlocky kind of tourist trap to something that has a much more park-like feel. I mean, it's still very festive and fun, and tourists would love it, but more of us who live here, who have you know, always said, oh God, Navy Pier drives me crazy, I can't go there. Cheesy is the word, you know, that gets a buy. So they've done all of this really nice stuff there, but the canned music is still there. So you're walking out along the beautiful lakefront, and you just, you know, hearing the gulls and the lapping of the water and feeling the breeze, and it's so beautiful. And then there's just the schlocky music coming at you.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
What would be the better alternative? To have a quartet? A quiet would be better. Just everybody keep
quiet. A quartet would be nice.
A quartet would be nice. I mean, it's
non-speakerized, so as you get closer, you hear them.
Right. So, I mean, you know, my objection is that it is all of these speakers. Now, the good thing is, in the old cheesy Navy Pier, as you walked along the beautiful lakefront and admired the breeze and the birds, it was competing music on competing bad speakers.
Oh, no.
I mean, that was really awful.
Yeah.
So it was just chaotic.
It's like Riot Fest.
Chaotic and confusing. So now what they have, and it was cool to learn about this. Mm-hmm. Do you know about Rockbot?
No.
No.
I'd never heard of Rockbot.
Mm-mm.
It's like a high-tech jukebox. It's what's the word I'm looking for? High-tech. Well, we'll let high-tech stand in for the word I'm looking for. So you put the Rockbot app on your phone. So say you go to Navy Pier and you have the Rockbot app. You, as a person who's visiting Navy Pier, can help decide what music they're playing.
How fun is that?
So it's like an old style jukebox, right? So you want to hear Michael Jackson doing Beat It.
Yeah, that was going to be the choice that Wendy and I threw out at you. Yeah.
Me, you know, Doobie Brothers.
Right.
I want to hear some Zeppelin.
Yeah, I'm not sure they're going to let you.
Because
another thing I learned about Rockbot. Okay, so anyway, so, you know, people who are there can help program. But fortunately, they have the override power.
Oh.
The people who run Navy Pier. So
nothing too racy.
No swearing.
If people are putting things that just feel really wrong for the moment, for the mood, they can override.
How long before, let's say you request a song, how long before your requested song is put on the speakers?
I don't know, because I do not have the Rockbot app. I don't intend to have the Rockbot app.
It depends
and
how many people
Rockbot's
are there.
And even though Rockbot's better than the old thing, I just don't know why we have to clutter up that waterfront beauty with music.
Yeah.
Let them do it inside the restaurants. Let them do it, you know, let each vendor do whatever they want inside.
Yeah, but not outside. When you feel so strongly about something like this, and I know you do, do you go to management at Navy Pier and say, hey, I got a suggestion that I think will make this experience more pleasant,
well,
or do you let it go?
Because I write a column, I get to call them up, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure that as just a visitor, I would have taken the extra step. But
yeah.
I did call them up.
What
and
was their response?
Well, you know, the woman I talked to was very pleasant and, you know, seemed sympathetic. But, you know, she pointed out, and this is true, that they're balancing many people's desires, the desires of the vendors, the desires of people who will freak out. These aren't her words, but so many people freak out if there's not canned music somewhere.
Really?
Well,
why?
She didn't say that. I'm saying that.
Yeah.
You know, because people are terrified of silence, even though it's not really silent.
Right.
You know?
There's ambient noises everywhere
right.
that add to the experience.
Beautiful. Sure. Conversation, birds,
oh, who
lapping
needs that?
Water.
It's a fast-paced world.
So they were polite to you.
Oh, yeah.
You expressed
very,
your opinion, very. And they said, well, we're balancing the people who love music right. and the people who don't love music.
But boy, I heard from a lot of people who were on my side.
More on
and,
your
and,
side
and, you know,
than
and there are other places along the lakefront that, you know, you've got these vendors that are playing just cheesy music out of cheesy speakers.
Right.
And it gets harder and harder to go to our beautiful lakefront and feel the nature.
Right. Yeah.
And most people who are jogging or biking have their own earbuds plugged
right.
in anyway.
Right.
So the rest of the people want to hear the lake breezes, and I'm kind of with you now on this.
Oh, Wendy, you make me happy.
I'm sure you've experienced this. There's times where I've gone to the beach, and then the people next to me all of a sudden will decide that everyone on the beach wants to hear their playlist.
Bad boombox?
Yeah.
Right.
And then you're for the next 90 minutes or 2 hours, you're treated to whatever the music that
right.
they like.
Right.
That's hardly fair.
Too, but
yeah. But what can you, in a situation like that, you keep your hands
right.
are tied.
Right?
Come on, you
right.
wouldn't like to hear those. Seagulls already in the music.
Yeah, the Rascals are fine. Play the Rascals.
Reuben on a Sunday afternoon.
Boy, when I was 12 years old,
bringing Mary Schmeek back.
My favorite song.
But
the
this
Young
isn't,
Rascals.
I don't think this is the Young Rascals, though, right?
Yeah.
It is?
Couldn't get away too soon.
Sounds a little different to me.
See, huh. Now, if this was playing, I think she'd like Rockbot.
Is that true? Yeah. All right. We'll take a quick break. Mary Schmeek is joining us. If you want to jump in, we're at 312-981-7200. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. We're talking with Mary Schmeek, fine, fine columnist for your Chicago Tribune. Mary, you also recently wrote about something that I think some people are aware of, but not everybody. We all know about New Year's resolutions, but you talk about summer resolutions. What's the difference between the two, other than the obvious, the season?
I'm a big believer in summer resolutions, especially up here in the northern latitudes, because if you do not actively resolve to do some summery things, you look up all of a sudden, and it's the middle of September.
Right. Yeah.
And you think, oh, my God, I never went swimming. I never got on my bike. I kept meaning to pump the tires up, but somehow that didn't happen. I spent my twilights watching Netflix instead of sitting outside.
Right.
You know, it's like right. it's a little lecture I give myself every year, or I've learned to give myself, and I still don't meet all of my resolutions, but I like to make them.
And it does happen. There were a couple of summers where I realized it was over and I hadn't gone to a pool or a beach or anything.
Right.
And that's never happened again.
Never gotten in water. I mean, I think it was maybe a summer like that when I realized, okay, this is not right. The whole summer, and I never got in water.
My toes were never in, you know, hanging off a dock or walking in the sand or on a diving board. And really, since that year, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, I made a point to, we belong to this little beach club. I'm like, we got to go. We have to plan something and do it, because if you say, oh, we'll do it next weekend, yeah, as you said, it's September.
Isn't it funny how the months of June, July, and August fly by at such a rapid breakneck speed? There's other months that we have here because they're cold and you're stuck inside. They just drag on and on and on. But these 90 days, June, July, and August, just fly by every year.
Yep.
Yeah.
I always think that summer is, you know, it's this combination of the months that fly by and yet time also slowing down.
Yeah.
And it's trying to figure out how you can appreciate this sense of slowed time
mm-hmm.
while the months are passing by, and it does not happen indoors. That's the key.
Yep.
Right. Right.
That sense of life slowing down does not happen in front of Netflix.
Do you feel this way? My wife and I eat out in restaurants almost all the time, and for some reason food in restaurants are always better outdoors. I don't know what it is, but there's a couple of restaurants we go to where the food is average at best, but they have outdoor dining, so we're in.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I like most of the outdoor patios in Chicago. Yeah. There are a few that are just right on the road. And if you're averse to noxious fumes and noise.
Oh, who doesn't like a little diesel with their Cobb salad?
Mm.
Especially when a bus goes by.
Yeah.
But like, you know, right here at Tribune Tower where we have Howell and Hood. Howells and Hood.
Yeah.
I never remember it. But that is the perfect patio. We can almost see it from the studio.
Yeah.
Where it's recessed from the street. They've got nice umbrellas so you don't have to bake in the sun.
The WGN Walk of Fame is right out there.
Yeah.
You can walk by there.
Right.
Yep.
And you know, when you're saying things slow down in the summer, part of the reason is if you have kids, no school. So your schedule is not a schedule. You can do what you want. And it takes a lot of the pressure off of parents of getting the kids up in the morning and out the door. That, to me, is how things slow down. There aren't as many commitments. Maybe you don't make it to the grocery store, but you don't have to worry about it because you're not packing lunches. That's what I love about summer.
So let me ask you, Wendy.
Uh-oh.
Resolve something. Resolve something that actually takes a resolution for you.
Well, I garden. I do that. I make a point to do that and cut the grass. I love to do that. Mm-hmm. I like to be outside. I have no resolution. Eat better. Eat healthier foods.
You always do feel that in summer
eat
you
lighter.
Get healthy, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, you feel that in New Year's too, but it's trickier.
Yeah, but you're going to pull the shorts out now, so
right.
That's when you want to eat lighter and make fruitier drinks. That's my goal. That's my mission.
Bill?
Fruitier drinks.
You know what mine is? There's a bike trail fairly close to where we live, and for some reason last year we didn't do it at all, but the Green Bay Trail is this incredible bike trail that goes way north, and on other years we've gone all the way up to Lake Forest from Evanston. It's a great drive back and forth. Last year we didn't do it. This year we have to do it because it's so much fun to just
good.
Go
good. You've just sworn it in front
we're
of
gonna do it.
A large
we're
audience is
yeah.
gonna hold you to it.
Do you all have right. a bicycle pump?
I don't even have a bicycle.
All right, well, this is gonna be difficult.
I just pantomime that I have a bicycle. People get out of my way, Mary, you'd be amazed. Yeah, I do have a bicycle pump. Yeah. But that's so much fun. It's weird because you think about bike riding, you go, is that really fun? Yeah, if you're doing it and, you know, we stop off and have lunch somewhere along the way and then come back, it's great.
You know, one thing I've done this year, this is my major resolve, is I renewed my Divi subscription.
Oh, you
I had
did?
It the
yeah.
first year and I found I just didn't use it very much because it still had growing pains. And,
yeah.
And then I didn't have it for a year. So this year I'm on what I call my walkie plan. Meaning a combination of walking and Divi every day.
Yeah.
And I am loving it.
Really?
So I'll walk out to the lake, and then I'll get a Divi bike, and then I'll bike along the lake for, you know, half an hour.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Park it, walk a little more.
Yeah.
Bike back or come to work or...
Yeah. What's wrong with that? That's great.
Her resolution's way better than mine.
Wendy has
it's
resolution
not a competition. Not a competition.
It's not. And then when you do this, you don't only feel the accomplishment of doing what you said you would do, but how could you not, you know, riding a bike along the lake or
well,
walking along?
Well, that's the
perfect.
Thing. I mean, it's for me. I mean, people are different. But for
yeah.
me, it's all about how do I get outside? How do I feel nature?
Yeah.
How do I move? But without that kind of grim, I'm going to the gym and I'm going to exercise feeling, you know, just
right.
the salubrious nature
yep.
of
yep.
That's why I garden. That's
for the salubrious nature of it
yes.
all? Yep.
A lot yep. of bending, you know, I'm out there all day. Yes, I have a few cocktails while gardening, but can't do it in the winter.
Wendy actually
drunk on gardening.
That's now there's your book title. Wendy Snyder's
the
Drunken Gardening
gardener.
Coming soon. Beautiful. Mary, always fun to see you. Always great to talk to you. Thanks for being here. Really appreciate it.
Happy
it's
beginning of summer.
Absolutely. Read Mary in the Chicago Tribune. We'll take a quick break. We'll find out what Steve Bertrand has next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.